You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. Welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Friday, March 22nd, 2024. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. The Niners are still looking to add to their defense, apparently, hosting former Colts safety Julian Blackmon on a free agent visit yesterday. Blackmon is coming off a very good year for Indianapolis. He allowed just a 46.6 QBR when targeted. He had a PFF coverage grade of 72.6 and allowed a passer rating of just 57.5. And he's very versatile, starting his career as a free safety and moving to strong safety last season. He also had a career high in tackles with 88. But, you know there's always a but, it kind of goes against what the 49ers have done this season. They have valued consistent play, and they have valued guys that can stay on the field. And Blackmon does have a lengthy injury history. He tore his ACL in 2019, and he tore his Achilles in 2021, and he has never played a full season since he was drafted 4 years ago. So we'll see what the 49ers do. Could be a good piece if he can stay healthy on the field. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Friday. Eric Branch has a story in the San Francisco Chronicle, just with some notes and observations. But in the column, he makes the argument that the Niners don't need to find a nickel corner in the draft because they already solved that problem. Kind of took me by surprise. If you want to read why, click the link in the description of this episode. One thing to watch. Look, there's not a ton of 49ers news right now. I suggest going to Disney Plus and watching X-Men 97. If you are of a certain age like I am, the X-Men cartoon on Saturday mornings back in the day was a must watch. They brought back a lot of the original cast. I watched the first two episodes. It is excellent. I promise you, you will enjoy it. Go and check it out. One thing you may have missed, the league meetings start Monday in Orlando, and they are going to vote on some proposed rule changes. Now, I'm not going to give you the whole list because a lot of it is stuff you don't really care about, but here are a couple of the highlights in addition to banning the hip drop tackle, which is on the table. One, getting rid of the onside kick and going with a 4th and 20 play, which I would totally support. Getting a third challenge if you make a successful first challenge in a game. Right now, you have to have two successful challenges to be able to make a third one. Having the ability to have coaches or officials challenge any call in the last 2 minutes. That's really interesting. And possibly reviewing delay of game penalties when there is clear and obvious evidence that the play started after the play clock expired. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Like and subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. Click the little bell. You'll get notified every single time we go live, which is every single weekday for you. Today, Michelle is off. I'm going to talk with Thor Nystrom of Fantasy Pros. He is a draft expert, so he will help us figure out what the Niners are going to do in next month's draft. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Enjoy your weekend, everybody.